Hello everyone, you're on with Listen to L Boogie, and this is a Stop the Presses episode. Vernon Jones has flip-flopped. Vernon Jones is a representative from the state of Georgia. He's a Democrat, but he has endorsed number 45. We're going to be covering that. We will also cover the effect of COVID-19 on black women economic-wise, and we are also going to cover Tyler Perry has done a good deed for senior citizens. We'll cover these stories and possibly more once we return after this message. Holler back at you in a minute. Peace. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're back on with Listen to L Boogie, and we're going to jump right in to this news-breaking event in the politics, in the realm of politics. Georgia state lawmaker bucks Democrats with Trump endorsement. I will be darned. Yeah, man, this world is crazy. It is turning upside down. Well, here we go. Georgia state representative Vernon Jones broke with his party on Tuesday by endorsing Trump's re-election bid, citing the president's handling of the economy and supporting historically black colleges. Jones told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that he was not switching parties but praised Trump's policies on certain issues. It's very simple to me. President Trump's handling of the economy, his support for historically black colleges, and his criminal justice initiative drew me to endorse his campaign, Jones told the newspaper. There are a lot of African Americans who clearly see inappropriate he's doing. Oh, let me say this again. There are a lot of African Americans who clearly see and appreciate he's doing something that never has been done before, Jones added. When you look at the unemployment rate among black Americans before the pandemic, they were at a historic low. That's just fact. In a statement, Jones highlighted Trump's criminal justice reform, such as the First Step Act and granting clemency to Alice Marie Johnson. A generation of African-American families have been devastated by draconian policies that Joe Biden supported and voted for when he served in the U.S. Senate, Jones said in a statement to CBS 46. A change was needed, and President Trump took action. Nikema Williams, the chairman of Georgia's Democratic Party, condemned Jones in a fierce response, calling him an embarrassment and someone who does not stand for our values. Never has it been clearer than this moment when he chose to stand with the richest president who has made an all-out assault on black Americans, who has tried to rip America away from health care, and who has failed our country in its greatest time of need during the most important election of our lifetime, Williams said in a statement. Vernon Jones doesn't speak for Georgians, and neither does Donald Trump, which is why Georgians will send him home in November 2020. Jones has been a controversial figure in DeKalb County, a heavily Democratic district, since he launched his political career in 1990 and entered the Georgia House, the Journal-Constitution noted. In 2000, he became the first African-American elected as the county's chief executive. He was accused of bid rigging and theft in 2013 related to his work as county executive, but district attorney at the time said there were not enough evidence to prosecute him. Jones returned to the state capitol In 2016, after making unsuccessful runs as U.S. Senate, the House, and DeKalb Sheriff. He reportedly has a history of butting heads with his Democratic colleagues. In a 2008 article from the Savannah Morning News noted that Jones described himself as an independent thinker and a conservative Democrat who supports faith-based initiatives, tough immigration laws, and fiscal responsibility. He reportedly kept pictures of Confederate General Robert E. Lee in his office, voted twice for former President George W. Bush, and then enthusiastically embraced former President Obama's White House bid. Jones' endorsement of Trump came the same day that Obama endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden. Last month, a city councilman accused Jones of making transphobic comments. Here we go with this. Against her during a discussion of the state capitol. Stephen Kuntz, Georgia's only transgender elected official, alleged that Jones ranted about how LGBTQ rights are not civil rights. Well, he didn't lie. You might be a man one day and a woman the next. Wow, I don't even know who you are, Kuntz quoted Jones as saying. Jones told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that his recollection of the conversation is different. Wow. Next, when we return, we will cover the impact of COVID-19, also the coronavirus, also the China virus, also the Wuhan virus, and its impact on African-American women. Be back in a second. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. You're back on with Listen to El Boogie. And we're going to cover our next story. Women of color are experiencing the biggest economic losses amid COVID-19 pandemic. The first unemployment wave in the United States due to COVID-19 pandemic was disproportionately impacted women. Over 700,000 people lost their jobs in March, and nearly 60% of them were women, according to a report released by the United States Labor Department April 3rd. Economists say as more than 10 million people are now jobless and unemployment rates are anticipated to increase in April, the downturn will continue to impact the most vulnerable workers, who tend to be women of color. Women are overrepresented in the hospitality, childcare, leisure, and retail industries, which are currently experiencing the biggest losses, according to Kate Bain, economist and director of labor market policy at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth. Restaurants, bars, hotels, and shops were the first businesses to feel the impact of Americans staying home to practice social distancing in an effort to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Other sectors like education, government, healthcare, that also tend to be dominated by women, are expected to experience losses as budget cuts take place. Women of color are facing the starkest losses because there's a perfect storm. They're already in low-paying jobs that are at risk for job loss right now, or they're already lost their jobs, Bang said, global citizens. They had lost access to the types of benefits that help them manage care, responsibility, and build up a safety net. The current economic situation is unlike the last recession the U.S. experienced in 2008 and 2009, which hit male-dominated industries like finance and construction first. Finance jobs have higher incomes and manufacturing jobs tend to be unionized, but the industries experiencing a downturn now do not offer the same protections, Bain said. The lack of adequate policy system that provides paid sick leave, family medical leave, and flexible work schedules to women manage imbalanced unpaid labor, like caregiving and household responsibilities, exacerbates their overrepresentation in low-wage jobs, she added. Despite making progress towards achieving gender equality and narrowing pay gaps, globally, women remain less likely to participate in the labor market and are more likely to be unemployed than men. The increase in unpaid work amid the coronavirus pandemic only adds to the discrepancy, with children being required to stay home from school. For women who remain unemployed, safety is a major issue, as they are more likely to work on the front lines of the pandemic in hospitals or grocery stores, Randy Odella, an economics professor at the University of Massachusetts at Boston, said. Immigrant women who are undocumented and lack work protections are especially at risk. It's a sort of double-edged sword, Odella told Global Citizen. You're more likely to be unemployed, or when you are employed, you're more likely to be vulnerable to the virus. Odella raised concerns about what will happen once the economy recovers. When this is over, are they, vulnerable workers, going to get better pay? She said. Once people are allowed to go back to work, I think those leisure and hospitality industries are still going to suffer. What economists know from previous recessions is that the workers who face the biggest losses take a long time to pick themselves back up. Those workers who have steep losses could take them 10 years to make up those lost earnings, Bain said. It takes a very long time to get over a downturn if you're a vulnerable worker. The recent drop in women's employment is a stark contrast from January, when a report showed women outnumbering men in payroll jobs for only the second time in history, as both parents or other members of the family are home during lockdowns. Bain sees a chance to address the barriers that hold women back in the labor force. Maybe there's an opportunity for gender norms to shift a little bit. If men are able to pick up some of the caretaking responsibilities as they're increasing, she said. All right. Once we return, we'll go over our last story, which is about someone doing a good deed. See you guys in a minute. Peace. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're back on with Listen to Hale Boogie. We're going to cover our final topic or final bit of news. Tyler Perry pays for all elderly grocery bills at 73 stores in Atlanta and New Orleans. Atlanta CBS 46 reports seniors and higher risk senior and higher risk Kroger shoppers in Metro Atlanta and New Orleans receive a nice surprise at the register Wednesday morning when they learned Tyler Perry paid their grocery tab in full. The media mogul paid tabs for every customer at 44 Kroger stores in his hometown of Atlanta and 29 Winn-Dixie stores in New Orleans, doing the hour dedicated primarily for older and at-risk customers. Due to the coronavirus concerns, a number of grocery stores are opening their doors early to older people in order to get their shopping done without fear of large crowds. Kroger Corporate Affairs Manager Felix Turner said in a statement, "We would like to join our customers in thanking Mr. Perry for his kindness and generosity during this unprecedented pandemic. It was truly a pleasure to see our customers filled with joy and gratitude as the news spread throughout 44 stores across Metro Atlanta." Well, hey, that's the end of this story. Possibly the end of this episode. I will return with some parting words. See you guys in a second. Peace. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're back on with Listen to L Boogie. Just have a few comments. This 2020 presidential race is shaping up to be a very unusual event. You know, it's like everything is turned upside down. Soon as the Democratic Party thinks that they're, you know, going to gain some ground, something comes out of nowhere and like pours a damper on their plans. It's kind of ironic and funny that as soon as former President Obama comes out and endorses former Vice President Joe Biden, Vernon Jones comes out and dashes their event by endorsing number 45. Well, you know, I'll just say this. This chicken's coming home to roost. And in the words of Malcolm, chicken's coming home to roost ain't never made me sad. Chicken's coming home to roost always made me glad. Well, and that's that. And, of course, I'll see you guys again the next time. God leaves his footprints in the sky. Peace.